Sisters and brothers, greetings. The plot thickens. I've just had this sent to me, so I want to share it with you. This is the ingredients for the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine. We actually get to have a look and see what is in here. I'd like to draw your attention to these couple of things, the lipid ALK, and they are the lipid nanoparticles that carry and protect the mRNA from degradation. We know that this is the first RNA vaccine ever made, and we know that people have been talking about nanotechnology and people being injected with nanotechnology. Well, there it is. You have to say that that is what's happening. Nanotechnology is made out of nanoparticles. And we still can't pull Bill Gates, as crazy as I know it seems, and I never ever get into conspiracy theories, but on this occasion, I will say that we still can't pull him out of the equation, because he has given millions and millions of pounds in grants to Pfizer, and he is a shareholder, so he is definitely entwined with them still, just like the cryptocurrency program that needs to be inside your body in order for it to work, with the patent number 20200606061. So we still can't rule him out here, because you're going to be getting nanoparticles. Now, we don't know what's in those nanoparticles, but they are so nano that you can definitely have little computers in there, so we cannot rule out that that is still going to happen. And there's another thing that's in here that looks interesting. You have sodium phosphate diabasic unspecified form. What the hell is an unspecified form? And that is ionic compounds to balance the pH. Let's have a little look at that. I will put the page up there so you can look at it in depth. But that is confirmed there. They're calling it nanoparticles and not nanotechnology. They think that that'll put you off. Oh, they won't recognise the word nano. But there it is. You will be having nanotechnology. And if you read it up, you'll see what that entails and what is possible. And I wish everybody luck that is going for the nanolipid particle technology. I myself will be taking a rain check until I've seen how everybody gets on with it in about 10 or 20 years. Please, if anybody is desperate, you're welcome to have mine. Please, I don't mind. I like to try and be generous where I can. My nanotechnology is your nanotechnology. Be well, sisters and brothers. Spread the word. This is the ingredients. Hallelujah.